I don't like this new change thing. This whole new change thing's horrible. It's just the worst.
Oh my god, these changes. Oh my god, can you believe these fucking changes that they're making?
I fucking hate them. Them people I see hanging around on the streets of Bagan. I want to kill them.
Aren't they the worst part of the change?
Scapegoats are the solution.
Don't you hate scapegoats? You know who I want out of town are those filthy scapegoats we have hanging around.
Oh my god.
Aren't you just tired of looking at them?
Wear my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, Wayne.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out. You're going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hayson.
So what's so good about this burger?
Well, listen. You know, there's not so much to a burger, but ultimately it comes down to the cooking and the seasoning. One thing could go wrong, they don't put any salt or pepper on it. It's ruined. It's just bland. Number two thing could go wrong, you don't get a good char on it. You don't get a good crisp crust.
You don't get a good enough.
In combination with a good doneness in the middle.
You gotta have all these.
When we were grilling out burgers back in the day on the porch out on Haight Avenue.
Yeah.
You had a... Basically, what you were doing is smoking them, because I mean, you weren't that fucker never got above 250 degrees, and it would take a good 20-30 minutes to get these things cooked through, because it was
sometimes
not that hot.
Yeah,
it was not that hot. But what that does is that gives you that crisp surface, and you get a lot of flavor of the charcoal.
Yeah, those bitches would be charred.
Yeah, you just a little bit of grilled, a little bit of cheese. Those were done, right? That's all you needed in one of them.
We did use salt and pepper though.
All right. Well, hell, of course you didn't make that idiot mistake.
We had sea salt and a grinder.
But listen, you'd be surprised how many places don't do that. It's really a pain in the... I mean, in New York, that wouldn't fly for a minute.
Man,
nobody would buy that.
You're wrong. There's a place around the corner called Mother Burger.
Oh my god, is it full of old people and blandly dressed nobodies?
It's kind of full of... It's full of yuppies, I think, and that kind of people.
People who, like, taste salt and... Wretch.
They call it Mother Burger, right? Mother Burger? Like, it's in the fucking name, but they only sell one kind of burger. And it's like, I don't know, $14. And it fucking... It's the most basic burger. There's, like, nothing to it. But if you want something made on a grill or whatever, there it is. One time, it fucking tasted like fish. Like, what the fuck?
They probably have a. They don't have a fish burger, too, and they just cook it on the same spot and don't clean up.
And the whole fucking place stunk like fish when I went in there to get my burger.
That's when you know they're like letting shit just like fall down behind their fryer or something, you know?
There's probably a. Yeah, something wrong. Hey, man, I went to this. Are we doing the show right now?
Yeah.
I went to this. This burrito place at Bedford, and I won't say what name it is, but there was this girl in there I'd never seen, right? And she was trashed on pills or something. Just the sloppiest look on her face, and she was like, "What you want?" You know, and I tell her what I want. She's like, she's doing it in a way that they don't normally do it, like in an order that is not, and it's kind of sloppy, you know?
Yeah.
And I look down and she's putting my chicken on there, and there's like a little bit of everything else in there with it. Like, there's some steak in there and there's some fucking pork. Just like whatever.
Well, hey, at least you got some bonus.
And she had a nose ring. This is the only time I saw her. I don't think she lasted longer than that day. And everybody was like looking uncomfortable around her. She had a nose ring and it said blessed on her nose ring, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
It said blessed in cursive. Dude, I don't know, man. It was it was big. And it was the thing that you noticed about her face. It was this big nose ring. It was so big. And blessed is not a short word. That's seven letters long. So it was going up the length of her nose. Like, not. It's not small enough to be sideways. And you have to lean in and see it.
Blessed, huh?
Can't. Yeah. Blessed. And she didn't seem blessed. I mean, she seemed like somebody that knows that they're blessed, but that they're also trashed on Xanax or something. Let's just say she looked comfortable.
That's a blessing of its own, you know?
Yeah. Blessed. Hashtag, I know people that are laying in the dark right now. Hashtag blessed on that Xanax. I feel nothing, man.
I'm blessed by the god of benzodiazepine.
Just numb it all, doctor. I'm blessed. And this girl was blessed. In the chest. She had great big hooters, too. And I was kind of hoping that she would stay so that she would keep making my burritos. Because it was funny how trashed she was. But I get it. You can't have a bunch of trashed people making your burritos. They have to be pretty and corporate for you. You're the face of this corporation, and we can't have people reading blessed on your nose. No, she was blessed, though. I wonder what ever happened to her.
Like, well, you know when you put blessed on your nose, it kind of makes me think, oh, she sneezes a lot because everyone says bless you. And
oh, that's on her nose. Like, that nose is blessed. That means that...
She's like, well, I wanted to stop sneezing so much, but it didn't work.
But this is at least an acknowledgement of how blessed my nose is, so I don't have to keep thanking every motherfucker that says bless you in public.
You sure don't.
When other people say bless you, because I don't say it, but I wonder if when they say it and I don't thank them for saying bless you, like, do they think I'm an asshole? Because I feel like there's a thank you that is being forced out of me when I say it. Has anyone ever blessed you and did you and thank them in turn?
No, I've never thanked anybody for saying bless you after I...
It's nothing, right? Like, anybody can fucking
I
say that.
I'm supposed to say all the things.
Well, there's this whole list of things you're supposed to say.
Person, then, yeah.
If you're a person, then there's a list of things that you say, and bless you.
Where can I download this list at?
You know, a lot of people could find this list very useful. When somebody says, how was your day? They don't really want to know. You just say fine. And or some variant. And if you say bad, you better have a joke. Because nobody wants to hear about your actual bad day. You better be about to make them laugh. And they're like, how are you? And you say, oh, bad. I tell you, I can't get no respect. And they know it's going to be funny. It's going to be all right. You want to ask that person, how are you, and have them say bad. I'm talking about Rodney Dangerfield.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Good. You're all right. And then he'll lay it on you how bad he is. That he was so ugly that his dad would carry around pictures of the kid that came with his wallet.
Is this a joke of his?
Yeah, he said he was such an ugly baby his mother wouldn't breastfeed him. She said they should just be friends.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield. What else?
She fed him with this.
More of his one-liner.
Because he was so ugly, she wouldn't get close to him, so she'd feed him from across the room with a slingshot.
What?
His sister was no prize either. She was voted by the high school yearbook most likely to conceive.
Conceive?
Her photo was horizontal.
I don't understand. So, let's forget about Rodney Dangerfield for a second. It's freaking me out a bit. But how do you know so many Rodney Dangerfield? You study Rodney Dangerfield in depth?
I just think they're such funny jokes.
You're like a dictionary rattling off these.
I know
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I know some Rodney jokes. I know some more.
Yeah, let's hear a couple more.
I gotta think of one that won't freak you out. You know how he gets no respect.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That's what.
Well, it's the lack of respect, I think, is what's freaking you. You're like, why can't he get any respect? He seems like an all right guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he gets no respect, right? A girl calls him on the phone. She says to come over. There's nobody home. So he went over, and nobody was home. He got no respect.
No respect, no respect, I tells ya.
He when he gets depressed, he'll go to the bartender. The bartender says, what do you want? And Rodney says, surprise me. And bartender shows him a naked photo of his wife. Of Rodney's wife.
Huh?
Because she's like whoring around. Rodney'd be driving home. He's like, hey, you know, he saw a naked guy running down the road. He's like, you know, what's the matter with you? And he's like, oh, your wife said you were coming home early. Dude, I know too many Rodney jokes at this point. Let's not do any more. Let's change gears. Did you see that Malia, what's her name? Obama was in this music video?
No.
Yeah, right? So I click on the music video to see her in this video, which is just like in some random... it's like she appears in some indie band, right? In their little music video, she makes a cameo, and she's just like basically an extra in a music video. I'm linking it in the chat, and I was clicking around in the video, and I'm like, fuck, I can't find Malia Obama. Why isn't she in this video? And this video is like 9 days old, but I'm just hearing about it, right?
What chat? I don't see it in the chat.
I put it in
the New Dakotas.
Yeah, that's the video. And so like, I can't find her in the video, right? So I watched the entire fucking video. It's 3 full minutes of this shitty band and their stupid single looking for Malia. And I get to like halfway through the video to like a minute and a half or something. and I noticed that there's a jump cut, and I'm like, what? That's weird. And I watched the entire video anyway, and I realized that Molly is not in this fucking video, even though she was in the news for having been in this video. So now I see that the video has been edited, and they cut her, just her section, out of the music video.
Why?
Why? Yeah, I mean, it totally breaks the continuity of the song. You might as well not even have the fucking song up if you're just going to chop, like, 40 seconds out of it, or a minute. It's a full minute that they cut out or something. Or maybe not that long, but, like, 15 seconds or something.
Why am I watching this? And what did Malia do that made them change it?
She just appeared in it, and then some people showed up to troll the video or something. And so they just cut her out, dude. They're just like, fuck it, not worth it. Chopped 15 seconds off of her, off their video that she appeared in.
Oh my god.
And dude, I can't figure out why. Like, I mean, it's just such a bland, lame song, but let's not shit on that. I mean, it's just not our thing. It would sound fine in a coffee shop at the mall. But it's like, here, I'm not even going to play it. I'm not going to play it. But people in the comments are, like, not addressing it. They said, came for Malia Obama, stayed for the music. Well, good, because that's all that was fucking left. Except not even the music was left. They got... And then somebody says, Malia got caught out, LOL. And then somebody said, I know, I came to see her and she's not in it. Funny way to get views. This song sucks the big one, though.
But you gotta, some people out there will be like, oh, I like this song, but where's Malia, you know? And then they'll be like, tenting their fingers. Excellent. You know?
Why would a news website talk about this video and then share the video without it, and it's never addressed that she's been cut?
That's a real, real weird one, huh?
Yeah, like, I read about this on The Hill, and they never address on The Hill that she was cut from this video, even though The Hill is, like, the number one website for stirring shit in politics. I mean, they're, like, the TMZ of politics. So why would they not address it? What the fuck is this? What kind of bizarro world is this, man? And everybody wants us to talk about Kavanaugh and all that shit.
Well, listen, I have a theory. I got a theory, right?
What?
It's what we talked about the other night. The total cyber superiority of the aliens.
I don't remember talking about this.
Yeah, we talked about it the other night. How the aliens can decrypt every internet communication, control it.
Laugh at it.
Go on. Yeah, exactly.
Make fun of it.
Yeah, manipulate it.
Meme it on their 4chan.
Meme it. Yeah, well, it's worse than 4chan, because imagine if 4chan had control of all hidden documents everywhere. And
just imagine.
Could fake stuff.
I do like to imagine that.
Just by typing out transcripts, they could fake stuff. You know, a video of someone saying something, right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Like, imagine you can ban anybody permanently from the internet. You can take over everybody's identity. You can change. You know, you can basically control the narrative, right? That's what gets me saying this, is because you're talking about, like, doesn't this sound just like some crazed scheme to, you know, I don't know, control everybody's mind?
Oh,
every time
definitely.
You check the news, it's just like, this isn't real. This is fake.
Dude, I was actually just talking about that today with someone. How
it all seems like a fiction, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so simplified on television, and it's reduced to fiction, and I mean, it's like oversimplified, you know, even for fiction. And
yeah,
I mean, it is a fiction. What's happening on TV news, so-called news, like Fox and CNN and whatever else is there, it's not really I don't know. Like, that's, like, long gone are the days of those long, protracted discussions between William F. Buckley and Noam Chomsky or something. You can forget about that shit.
I mean, you can see that stuff on C-SPAN on other channels.
But
it's there.
There's this operation to control people's minds.
Well, they'll pull him in, too. They'll say, hey, Noam, come get on RT. And they'll just twist him to their advantage. You know, he's kind of naive in saying that, oh, if just the truth is enough and we should speak in public and everybody should, that's all it takes is a nice debate, right?
Russia, Soviet Union, they brought over civil rights leader Paul Robeson, and he was a black leader, he was a singer. And he was like a respected, well-respected leader kind of figure in the civil rights movement. And the Soviet Union invited him over and said, Paul, it's such a shame that they don't appreciate you at home the way we do here in Soviet Russia. And, you know, what's he going to say? Like, yeah, of course it is. And, you know, I think maybe he's saying...
Meanwhile, they've got ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Do they really like him? Or is he just kind of a convenient ally, right?
And that's sort of been their thing, isn't it? It's like whoever is the big convenient ally. Like Julian Assange was perfect for that.
Same exact thing, yeah. Well, the Western powers don't like you very much, do they? Here, have some money. Let's grease these wheels up a little bit.
Yeah, let's get to work here.
Mm-hmm.
WikiLeaks.
We support WikiLeaks' mission of truth and justice.
What do you think Julian's mom would think if he was like, hey, you know, it's really cool. They support my message of truth and justice, and they like my style of journalism. And his mom's like, oh, that's great, honey, and they're going to give you money. He's like, yeah, they're going to give me a lot of money. I mean, they're taking care of us. And she's like, oh, good. That's such good news. So who is it?
Do you ever listen to Christine Assange?
And then he's like, oh, it's Russia. And, you know, what is Christine's reaction to learning it's Russia? What did she say? I never sat in on...
She just toasted the party line of WikiLeaks perfectly.
Oh, she is.
If you ever followed Christine Assange, yeah. Oh, 100%.
So she was on board, excited for what her baby done.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, he made a name for himself. Fuck the haters. That's what she's thinking. My baby done good. My baby do no wrong. I'm Christine Assange, and my baby do no wrong. Well, see, his... we were going to nominate him for the leadership poll that we just ran. And the reason he was not on that list of possible nominees is because of his limited access to a computer. Not even thinking about his other, you know, everything that's going on with him is just the fact that he doesn't have internet access, which would make it difficult for him to be an anonymous leader, wouldn't you agree?
Well, he stepped down as the leader of WikiLeaks today.
So, I mean...
Did you see that?
So he's free. He could do it if he could just get to a computer.
Well, I think the point is coming to its conclusion here, and he's going to go to prison.
No, say it ain't so.
Well, listen, he just gave up as editor-in-chief. The pressure has been mounting.
He's still the publisher.
No, he's the editor-in-chief. What does that mean?
I don't know.
He's not allowed to communicate with his own people. And it took him 6 months to step down after all that.
Well, I don't know how fast you can get a carrier pigeon to somebody, but I'd say 6 months is not that bad.
The thing is, if he gets a carrier pigeon to somebody and says something meaningful... Well, they'll know it was him and kick him out of the embassy right away.
He's not allowed to even whisper something meaningful?
I mean, if he says something meaningful, they'll track it back to him, right? Because, I mean, what is he going to do? Hey, you should leak anonymously to the press that some WikiLeaks guy says this.
Well, look,
no, you can't do that.
Raleigh
you
is know. The publisher at our publishing house, Liebel Drucker Publishing. And I think we do a pretty good job of keeping Raleigh's name out of the papers. I mean, he appears where he has to, but that's, I'd say, fairly limited. And maybe that's what they're trying to do over there at WikiLeaks. Just trying to keep him, you know, he's there. Yeah, I mean, he's the publisher, but he's not us, you know.
You've seen the deep state files, though.
We're not Raleigh.
You've seen the deep state files, though.
And Raleigh's actions are separate from ours. I mean, we've all seen the deep state files. And I don't appreciate you trying to make this comparison.
Raleigh, right?
Yeah, I saw it. And you want to bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay, what did it say?
Raleigh is about 10 times worse than Kavanaugh.
You really want to bring this up?
You remember when he was a Catholic priest?
Yeah. We all remember.
No, let me tell you, the church doesn't want anybody to remember that.
Well, there's a lot of blurred faces in the photos from that time.
I see.
And it's interesting that in all the photos with the blurred faces, Raleigh's is the lone face that's not blurred. It's all very interesting.
And just the truth.
But that was just one detail from the deep state files, right? There was more.
About Raleigh, yeah. Oh, another one was, let's put it this way. There's suspicions that he was a serial killer, too, not just a molester.
So, how many people was he supposed to have killed?
I mean, it depends on which conspiracy website you're looking at.
I mean, well, look, do you think it's easy to run a multinational conglomerate like Raleigh's put together? You think he doesn't step on a few toes?
That's true. Everybody, it's done by blood.
And does he not, in the contracts, earmark a certain amount for these payouts to their families?
He joined the Illuminati, I'll tell you that.
But dude, come on the very last episode we just did, we heard it from the future leader of Anonymous, Christopher Nemelka, that the Illuminati is not real and doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think this is just people trying to take him down. That's just what everybody says about someone they don't like, and they want to bring him down. They just say, oh, he's a child molester, he's a serial killer.
And when the reporters went up to Raleigh and they tried to do, remember what they did to Jeff Flake today, and they held the elevator open to, same thing happened to Raleigh, and Raleigh said, you really want to get in this elevator with me? And the reporters
said, choke you.
The reporters just let him go.
Threatened him.
Yeah.
Threatened to choke them.
And nobody went in that elevator with Raleigh Sakers. This Flake guy, he's a little stiff. He just let those women get up in his face and yell at him. I think he liked... Dude, I started to think that when that woman was yelling at him, and she was like, you know, you raped my whatever, and like, you're promoting and supporting an alleged rapist of the Supreme Court of the United States who's about to decide on some rape shit that affects women. Like, you're really gonna let this guy that has no respect for women, do this, and they're like shaming him, right? On national TV in front of these cameras. Did you see this video today?
Dude, the Me Too thing is out of control.
Dude, hold on a sec. I was starting to think that in the middle of all this yelling, like, what if Jeff Flake, deep down in his heart of hearts, is a masochist, right? If his whole life is just like behind the shadows is him getting his balls squished between a 2x4 and some girl's fucking dancing pumps, and
I think he is. I've read what he's written, and I wouldn't be slightest bit surprised about Jeff Flake being that way.
Some people would pay good money for that experience that Jeff Flake.
He's like a Republican who thinks he's being a good guy. You know, he's like, oh, I'm the good one.
Yeah,
like
the funny one.
I'm like McCain. Or Bush. I'm a, what do they call it? Compassionate conservative, right?
I go rogue.
That's what he is. He's a compassionate conservative. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's like nice guy territory, right?
And he was nodding compassionately.
Like, you know, it's like, I'm Jeff Flake. And you didn't like me.
And he's nodding, like, he's putting on his best, I understand where you're coming from face, and nodding.
My politician senses have been totally overwhelmed by by this rape stuff.
Well, I was starting to think, like, you know, maybe he really, if he really feels that way, like, as the women say that he does, then they're just giving him more fuel for his sick masturbation sessions when he's back alone with himself and just his thoughts and maybe, like, his assistant. You know? Fucking...
Well, look. No, the Republicans have stuck to this Kavanaugh guy for no good reason, and it's just tearing them apart.
You're letting him tear this family apart. You're sick. Nah, they're good. Don't let Kavanaugh tear this family apart, man. Let Lionel Nation tear this family apart and vote him up as anonymous leader. Now, I think I Jesus fucked up Christ. With the poll because I put sex crime / hashtag anonymous in the poll. Did you see where I did that?
No.
Yeah, and I was thinking of, like, because anonymous is this larger thing and it can protect sex criminals, just roping those in, right? And for whatever reason, I typed it into the poll, and that's been up for like half a day. And right now, earlier in the day, Barrett Brown was winning in the poll. He was beating Christopher Nemelka, Lionel Nation, and Hot Wheels for leader. But Hot Wheels has taken the lead. And Hot Wheels could...
No way. How did that happen?
I don't know, man, but he's got 40% of the votes right now, and he could secure the nomination for Anonymous Party 2018.
I don't think he would want it, though. He seems to hate Anonymous and all that shit.
Well, then this is his chance to change it from the inside. But I'm pulling for Chris, personally. But Chris is losing right now with just 10% of the votes.
Nobody wants Christopher Nemelka.
It's pretty sad. No, I mean,
you know, I kind of wanted him.
Yeah, people don't even ironically want him.
I voted Lionel. It was a close between Lionel and Hot Wheels, and I'm actually glad to see Hot Wheels pulling ahead like this.
It's nice just to see him beat Barrett Brown.
Yeah, just crushing it. Just imagine that little frail boned 8-gram pounder crushing Barrett Brown with all his strength.
Oh man, this poll sucks. It's a really shitty poll, dude, but it
his bones are so brittle that he has to have perfect control of his muscles or else he'll break them.
Oh, really?
So he's like a kung fu master, and he can just use his slight strength that he has just viciously, like Yoda or something.
he's the picture of a Zen master. He could levitate from his chair, was what I heard, that it's only there to catch him.
You know, when I learned that he had disavowed 8chan and all those pedophiles, I kind of had a respect for him. You know, it takes a you know, it's one thing when people are fanatics and they've always been that way and that's just how they're predetermined. But it's another when they have a conversion, you know, and they really think about what they're doing and they're like, you know what? No, I was wrong and maybe overly fanatic.
It's almost now, worth them having done it because then you can see the change.
It's known that these kind of group identities, clubs that people get into, it's kind of like a adolescence.
There's a lot of people that hate their creation.
Growing up, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, he created 8chan and now he hates it, right? Moot created 4chan, fucking despises it. WT Fucksnet, Jihad has maintained that server for however long, you know, and then he finally, like, I guess had to make the choice of whether he severed connections with the server or he just cut out what he didn't want to be a part of. And he's someone else who is, you know, at odds with his creation. What else? Christopher Nemelka.
Yeah.
I think he
went
into
the anonymous deep end, and
I think he's all but disavowed the Humanity Party too, hasn't he? I don't think he liked,
you know,
what that brought him.
I'm not sure. I think, you know, I think he's just on vacation now. It's too much for him. He's probably going through his adolescent thing where his group identity is like in question, and he's like got to get his own individual knowledge. You know, he pretends to be a wise man, but he's really just fooling people, and he knows it. And it all kind of came crashing down on him with his anonymous stuff, you know? And there was pressure on him from all directions.
What about to go us?
This way and that way.
What about us? Do we hate, or are we at odds with the Internet Chronicle? Or are we at.
No, I was over that stuff years ago. You know, at a certain moment, it was, you know, scary and horrible, but that's long ago.
There was a point where the Internet Chronicle was so big and so out of control that I almost couldn't look directly at it when I was writing it and editing it. I would just have to put it out and walk away, and I never read the comments for years.
That's an intense website. No, you know, people don't think about it, but
it's,
you
know, on.
You think you might just be going out to crack a joke or two. Next thing you know, you're a power. At least people think you're some kind of power. And they have this kind of vicious, violent aspect that comes out as you.
And they'll direct it at you.
Oh yeah, and they'll be your friend, but it'll just be right under the surface the whole time, and then when it blows up, it blows up, man.
It's something that you kind of keep it at arm's length. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, you learn. After long enough, it just rolls right off your back. Even the most hateful.
Yeah.
Death threat,
right? Right. The most direct insult, the most accurate.
Sure.
Those cutting, accurate insults, and you're like, yeah, they're right. But it's like, even if they are, it's like, it just rolls off.
We've been through that.
But there was a time when I wouldn't look directly at it, and it was like reaching for a snake about to strike when I would go to interact with the website. And but I did it anyway. You know,
it's like reaching into a rattlesnake down
and your
egg.
Anything you do is just gonna. I don't know anything about rattlesnakes, so anything I do is just gonna piss them off. And that's what it was like. And then, but the weird thing about it really is that it's always on. Like when we go to sleep and we're not thinking about it, or we're like out on in the woods or something. Like, it's still there. Like, people are still reading hoaxes about Chum Lee being dead, or, you know, some fucking crazy conspiracy nuts are on there, like, commenting back and forth about chemtrails and shit, and it's like they're whether we're thinking about it or not. So this stuff will cook up and happen behind our backs, and we never know. And then we find out later.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's kind of like we got little robots going around talking for us, just repeating things, you know?
Dude, it's like any publisher's dream from the 1700s when books were rolling fucking strong, and they were like, if only copies could get of this to the person that you wanted it to. And I mean, it's instant. It's like little robots serving up copies of this shit that we wrote 5 years ago. They're serving it up right now to some asshole. For the first time, they're just reading about the chemtrails that followed the path of the solar eclipse. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that.
God damn. And Edward Snowden. That's like seeing lightning and a rainbow at the same time.
And Edward Snowden predicted all this in 2013. My God, as a fucking hologram on tour with Tupac. And yeah, it's all out there at all times. It's just, it's doing the work for us. That all pretty much goes without saying, but it's fucking, it's weird that it happens, like, while we're doing other stuff. Like, Chronicle's always happening. So it would be weird to be Moot, who has, like, a gigantic user base, and have this even larger thing that you're ignoring. Because that's like a piranha pit compared to Chronicle, you know? Stick your hand in 4chan as the owner of the website. Anything you do is going to be wrong and it's going to piss everyone off. And they're going to hate you. But also they're wondering, why doesn't he come back? Where is he? What do you think it'll be like when he returns? There's a thread on there all the time asking about Moot. Where is he? When's he coming back? What's he doing? Like, TMZ would never have to follow him because 4chan's following him. Imagine that. Ignoring the site, but the site itself is this legion of people who don't work and have broken social skills that are like these fragmented, insane people that should be hospitalized, but they like live, you know, somewhere, and they're on the internet fucking following Moot.
Like, fuck you, Moot. I hate you, Moot. You fucked me over that one time and banned me, and I'll remember it forever.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, did you know that Moot had a sister? And like, there's pictures of her and fucking,
yeah, like, one day Geohot shows up outside your front door with a pistol and he's like, you ruined my life, Chronicles.
I was Geohot. Just thinking about Geo yesterday. Geo, for the listeners, was this commenter. Did he ever write? Didn't he participate in Cheetah Mogul?
He was a real dick writer. I bet he wished he did. If he didn't, no. Maybe he did.
I think he wrote a little bit on Cheetah Mogul.
Cheetah Mogul was the best shit we ever had, and he probably just drug it down a little bit.
But he would get in fights with the other commenters, and he would hang around on yeah, the articles.
He was a hangers-on. He knew what we were. He saw what we were doing, and he knew it was genius.
It was. He must have been about 18.
The way we were. You remember, right, when Anonymous took down PlayStation Network?
Yeah, who could forget?
LulzSec, rather. I mean, at least they got credit eventually.
Yeah. But we said it was something else.
And you remember what happened on Anon News, right?
At this point, no.
It was crashed with a crap flood of angry PlayStation. You know, every PlayStation person in the world was like, Anonymous did this, and then they looked up Anon News and went there.
Oh, and they found us, and it was a feedback
hundreds
loop.
And hundreds of comments.
Yeah,
and yeah, we had a story saying that. You know, I don't remember what we said.
I remember now that on Anon News, we fucked with their system where they had a most hated category, and
we got to the top of it every time.
We dominated their most loved and their most hated at the same time one time with two different articles. And then we quickly fell off of most loved. But we had two or three in the most hated, like, top five. And
man, that was fun.
It was to the point where they disabled the most hated section because we had dominated it and made a joke of it.
It was just a big Chronicle advertisement. Yeah.
It was a real fucking sore. It was an open sore on their website, which is why they, I mean, understandably, got rid of all those mentions of us. That was funny. And I made it even worse when I noticed, and I put it in my article about them getting advertising from the military, the U.S. military.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that AdSense shit could be anything, right? They're piping it through. We were writing about the military and the government. It was military was all up in our cookies. But that didn't help their image any. Getting associated saying that Anna News is run by the U.S. government.
That was the best. That was like the coup de grace.
It was
against Anna News. It was so good and funny. Well, maybe the coup de grace was Moral Fag Anonymous as fuck. Because that one, man, I remember like just laughing so hard at that I couldn't control myself.
Man, we're Kilgore's taking us on a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, this is straight up nostalgia at this point. Like
now we're just remembering funny things that happened
back in 2010 when Anonymous mattered, right?
But we challenged.
What is Anonymous now? Anonymous is a bullshit QAnon conspiracy, and that's all.
They're just a funnel for all that shit. Like, whatever.
The people who were with Anonymous are doing good stuff on their own now.
Everybody figured it out.
Except for Bear Brown, who was just, like, sucking up money and resources like some.
He was like the Steve Bannon of Anonymous.
That's right. That's about right.
But we challenged Anonymous to stand behind their big talk and actually hit hard targets, like the revolutionaries they claimed to be.
And then they went all anti-sec.
Yeah. They compared themselves to the protesters in the streets of Libya, Tunisia, Egypt. They said that they were the Arab Spring, Anonymous at that time.
Well, the Arab Spring has hit America. We've had the American Spring now, and it's a Trump Spring.
Oh, dude, never thought about that. They took out our strong leadership and fucking gave us broken state.
And that's what we did to them. It's just tit for tat at this point. This is historical. You know, they said history ended after the Cold War, but man, these feel like historic. You know, this is stuff they'll be writing about. We have, a stereotypically capitalist type of billionaire president, right?
I mean, he's a real Raleigh.
He really stands out.
He stands out for being like a cliche bad guy businessman from a '90s movie, in which he,
that's what he is. He's just a stereotype.
He's a fucking, we're not saying anything the listeners haven't already heard. Trump is beyond parody at this point. He's beyond satire. Like, I'm so fucking disgusted when I hear Colbert's impression of Trump, because it's like, dude, yeah, we get it. He sounds dumb. Can we get above this, maybe? And, like, quit running every little thing that he does, you know? Like, at a certain point, you stop getting up and getting pissed at the dog for shitting on the carpet, right? Like, you're like, oh, the fucking dog shits on the carpet. That's just what the dog does. And you get above that. Like, it should stop getting a rise out of Colbert. And it's fucking annoying and irritating anytime I hear a Trump impression. Because I feel like impersonating Trump is kind of missing the point.
What's the point?
I mean, he's a symptom of a problem, and it'd be like looking at one little herpes zit on your cock and be like, you fucking herpes pimple, and like, you wouldn't be mad that you fucked all the dirty, you know, broads that fucking eventually one of them gave you herpes, and you wouldn't be mad at herpes in general. You're just mad at that one herpes sore exposed on your dick, you fucking, and you go in with a knife and cut it out, and you're like, yeah, now I don't have herpes anymore. No.
Oh my fuck, dude. You're right. He is like a symptom of a social sickness. I agree. And then you can't just cut him out and hope it'll go away. That's a great metaphor, really.
So we still got the disease.
I do get sick of the attention he is able to get and get and get and get. And what's worse is the, what do you call it? The transgressive politics, right? And that's what we always heard from people like B.L. Coleman with Occupy Wall Street, with Anonymous. Oh, transgressive politics, that's going to be a good out. That's a good thing for us. And the same party of people with that perspective, some of them former direct and indirect allies of the Anons and other people practicing these transgressive things.
I was at a bar.
They're working for InfoWars. They're working for the devil. They're working for Trump.
I was talking
these
to
these transgressive anarchists, right? Well, see here.
I was talking to this chick at the bar, and I'm really good at avoiding politics while at the same time maybe addressing something major about it in conversation, because, you know, nobody wants to talk about it, really. And but at some point, Trump did come up. And I love the way this chick at the bar dismissed Trump. She was like, that motherfucker. Talking about Trump. She's like, Trump is occupying space in our minds, and he's not paying rent. Fuck him. And I was like, yeah, I like her. I like that girl. Because,
well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
That motherfucker is stealing time, just like Chris Nemelka. Just, well, fucking stealing time, stealing the spotlight.
By being the ultimate neoliberal, that's what makes him a neo-fascist. And he's just like the conclusion to all these culture wars, right? He's going to go out there, he's going to say all the things that everybody picks up as, like, you know, you hear this stuff about illegal immigrants, and he's the one who goes up there, says walls and rapists, right? And just puts the period on that sentence. And it's like all just a media ploy to keep our minds off of the growing gap between the 1% and the 99%. That's what the point of his whole presidency is. It's just to be a sideshow to the point.
The crazier he is, the more divided people act too. It's like
it's written by aliens. It's a script written by aliens.
Yeah, they're like, just insert a crazy motherfucker. I mean, you guys keep putting on. I'm telling you, give him
Who's
a crazy motherfucker.
Who's that one fucker who works for him with the big forehead?
He has glasses.
The speeches and shit. No.
Oh, the woman, Sarah Huckabee?
No. Not Sarah Huckabee. The racist one.
Steve Bannon?
The one with the big forehead.
Stephen Miller.
He's Steve Bannon. He's the alien behind the president.
Some people call him the space cowboy.
Yeah.
And some call him the pompatus of love.
Oh, my God.
But what do you call him?
Well.
I mean, are we talking about the same person? Steve Bannon? Some people
call me the space cowboy. There it is. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
I'm a Steven. I'm a Miller. I'm a... What did he do? He wrote for the president?
Yeah, he's an alien who's controlling the president's every word.
No, we were listening to Coast AM the other night. And the one thing that never changed from that between that early Art Bell episode and George Norrie's liquid garbage that it is today, the one thing that never changed was that people would tell these long stories that it always sounds like they're just about to get to the point where you're like, oh, okay, this isn't just rambling. He finally got to around to the subject and he put a fine point on it, and they never quite get to that, but they're telling you about that their minds are subjected to the cosmic background radiation and that they're super sensitive to this stuff. And it's like, you would expect to hear that guy's going to tell you all about how sensitive he is to the background radiation and ways that he feels that, but what you end up hearing is just drivel and nonsense, and then it goes on to the next thing. And you never really get to the meat of something where somebody is giving you concrete information. And they're so good at those Art Bell episodes at getting you to not notice that and just enjoy the journey. But this stuff about aliens and stuff, you're giving us hard facts here. I mean, that's the difference, really. That's where we're that's at. Right. They should hire you.
We don't speculate. We don't draw suspicion. We go from point to point.
We give it to you just like that. Steve Miller is a fucking alien.
Nope. We say specific things, not vague, general, slippery things, you know?
And
that's how we are.
We don't slip and slide around. We give it to you right in the fucking eyes, like the Three Stooges, and they jab them in the eyes.
Yep, that's how we deliver the truth. And if you don't like it,
you can suck it, mutton
just
head.
Because you don't like the truth, you like a lie.
Yeah, you must so. Like. I bet you like the way that pee-pee tastes too. I bet you drink. You piss in a glass and drink it. You fucking. I bet
that's
the
what they
thing.
Got Donald Trump doing. That's a picture of him. Video of him.
I think it's got
sitting in Putin's chest.
Whatever is going on, man. I would love to know about those secret meetings between the president and Putin that Putin insisted on, and the president was like, "Nah, trust me, guys, trust me. It'll be cool." And everybody's like, "Do not fucking do this, please,
and
do
he
not."
Goes in there, and Putin's like, "Hey, man, listen. We need to take out China."
Oh, okay. I've always believed that we should take out China. And then
you are both white men after all, right? And they're not.
Oh, dude. There's so many people in China.
We're gonna enslave them all. That's what he said to Trump.
China's army is bigger than most American cities.
Damn.
I mean, they're enormous.
I had a dream once that North Korea invaded America. They were the vanguard that China put in front of them.
They were good for China.
Well, I mean, think about it. If China is going to invade America, who's going to be the frontline stormtroopers?
It'll be North Korea.
Koreans, obviously.
Because only they hate America enough to be at the tip of the spear.
Totally fanatic, totally militarized culture.
They'll volunteer to, go.
They don't fuck around. They train harder than anybody at military. You know, the ideology is all centered around militarism. Juke. It's all militarism. It's like they're like Sparta or something, right? Everybody there is a warrior more than anything. That's like their main industry. It's just their army.
The aliens don't want it to come to that, so they've put Steve Miller here.
Well, here's the thing: the aliens have found their allies, and they aren't necessarily attached to them. It's just convenient for them to set themselves up as the new ruling elite. And that's what's going to happen is you'll see imperialism. It won't be a mass slaughter. It won't be a biological nuclear type of a situation. Well, what you'll have is you'll have just what we have now. Subtle control at a distance, a puppet state, basically. And they'll bring something that we'll think of as beneficial, which is what all empires do. They'll bring peace and stability to the whole planet. They'll say, okay, if you just install us as the ruling elite, and they'll make a big threats, and of course they'll probably destroy some of the they'll have a little war, sure, but it'll be maybe like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They'll threaten us in a way, do enough damage to the point where we'll say, okay, we give up. Uncle. And,
I get the feeling.
They'll set up a worldwide government, and they'll ultimately have the final say, although you won't see, it'll be behind the scene. They'll have statecraft that will be as advanced as their aircraft. They have cyber war type of weapons that are advanced as their aircraft, which is just thousands, if not tens of thousands or millions of years advanced beyond us.
I would like to avoid enslavement by the alien race, so what's a good way that I could maybe volunteer?
Well, listen, you're already enslaved to the human race, so it won't be too much different for you. It'll just be the new 1% will be that much more recalcitrant and, that much harder to over. You know, it'll be nearly impossible. It'll be like, think about it.
My body won't know the difference.
In thousands of years, you might have a shot. You'll add independence, right? And that'll be when you've reached a certain maturity where they can know they can count on you as a ally, if not ally, then a peer or neighbor that's not some crazed militarist.
How long?
Nuking
how long
mania,
are we gonna
right?
live? 450 years?
No, we won't see. We in our lifetimes may not see it, any of this.
If I set up a Tor node, would that help the aliens?
Absolutely, they can see right through the cryptography.
So
it's as. You know, and when you set that up, it's like it's like performing in front of a one-way mirror for them.
Also,
you think you're,
that's good.
No.
We
you
should
think,
help the aliens.
It's not one way. You just imagine it is.
We'll help the aliens, and we'll use Chronicles server space to run a Tor node. Why not?
I mean, we do claim to be aliens, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, we're people.
But I mean, if you click the about,
that's in the past, and there is no past. There's only this moment.
Wait, what is this, Jim Carrey? Is this some Jim Carrey talk here?
I'm not even a person. But
so you really are an alien? Okay,
but
got it.
To finish up that story, we pissed off the fake news source of the fake arm of Anonymous. AnonNews.org, and they got pissed off, and their reader base, which were what these are White Knight Anonymous. This is what you call White Knight Anonymous. They attacked us and they doxed us, and what did they do? They published our addresses and phone numbers, and you know, this is the kind of footwork that like journalists or federal investigators conduct on a daily basis, and in part, thanks to the fear-mongering on behalf of the nightly TV news networks at the time, everybody was real afraid of Anonymous, remember? Anonymous was this ugly word.
Trip down memory lane here.
And the redneck neighbors got concerned that I'd gotten their kids into that hacker shit.
They nearly shot you.
Yeah. She brandished. And the people we pissed off were not actual hackers, but just these wormy shit for brains kids that would go to AnonNews.org and, I don't know, jerk off to hentai or
skids of the lowest caliber. They can launch the LOIC, and that's their extent of their skills.
That was their whole thing. And they would point it at Westboro Baptist. And
they would point it at who else? Ted Turner. No.
Who else did they attack that was kind of weak? They were kind of doing nothing, right? Westboro Baptist, a few other websites, but I mean, they weren't like the protesters in the streets of Libya, Tunisia. Fucking Tunisia, man. But everything was fine. They threatened our lives and rape and murder and all that. And then, but everybody thought that we'd pissed off those international hacker groups. Everybody thought their computers were getting hacked. But everything was fine in the end. And AnnaNews.org, do you know if they're still around?
Let me check.
You check on them, and I'll check on Terry Davis.
And I heard Nemelka reference them, but look, not loading.
It was a while ago. Terry Davis. Load it.
Maybe it's not AnnaNews.org. AnnaNews, AnonymousFrance.eu. This is supposedly AnnaNews.
All right, so I've got some pictures of Terry Davis's operating system.
Oh, Jesus.
And where he's been... Oh, dude, where... Oh, no, that's the Dallas Chronicle, not the Internet Chronicle. To get a phone call and then another phone call to hear from some guy in Australia. Okay. They called the local police. I've seen the police report, his name and age and hometown and stuff like that. I almost thought I should post a screenshot. I returned phone calls and talked to some people. They were aware of his accomplishments there. I talked to 3 or 4 people. Okay, so did he die or not? Oh, he was killed by a train in August. Dude, he really did die.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, and so the last 2-minute video, which is the one you and I watched, shows a haggard Davis describing how he's living homeless and using the computer at the local library. So, yeah, he's dead. Terry Davis is dead, man. We've been following this guy. I feel like he's somebody that Asshurt tried to tell me about a long time ago. And I was just like...
Yeah, I feel like she would be really into Terry Davis' work.
And I might have just brushed it off or something, and now he's dead. Sorry, Terrence. Terrence, we couldn't help you, dude. He was too good for this world. He made an operating system for God, and he's up there using it in heaven. Up there jerking off to hentai with the angels. Well, dude, I'm having an allergy attack. We're gonna have to end this fucking thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Were we talking about something? Nemelka, AnnaNews is down.
At least .org is.
This is really bad, man. My allergies are fucking all of a sudden. I've been fighting this like sinus infection or something. That's the hate show. Everybody go fuck yourselves. And remember to take your Terramax so you don't sound like old Hate Sec in the morning. Y'all fuck off now, you hear? To the beatbox. So cute, they're rainbow static. Sunrise.
We'll be right back.